This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1314, 7 Things Inspired People Do Differently by Genevieve Douglas with WHOOPA.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading blogs to you, mostly, sometimes books, anything that I think will help you live your life in a more meaningful way. Before we get to it, thank you to Gusto for their support. It can be a lot of fun being a small business owner, but I know from experience that some parts of the business can be confusing and complicated, like filing taxes and running payroll. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and HR actually easy for small businesses. Their payroll processing is simple and super fast. You can easily provide benefits and access expert HR support all in one place. Even better, Gusto can automatically pay and file your federal, state, and local taxes so that you don't have to worry about it. I use Gusto, have been for years, and never looked back. So get started now. Listeners get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. Try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/old. That's gusto.com/old for a free demo. For now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 7 Things Inspired People Do Differently by Genevieve Douglas with WHOOPA.com. Quote, "You can't wait for inspiration. You have to go after it with a club." Jack London. Inspiration sneaks up on us and like lightning, like a light bulb, like a dream, like an anvil, like a summer rain shower, it awakens us to some new possibility and galvanizes us into action. Well, some of us at least. And while you may not be able to club inspiration into submission, there are insights to be gleaned from those of us who easily experience inspiration. What makes them different? Number one, they are more open to experience. They tend to have active imaginations, be sensitive to aesthetics, attentive to their feelings, highly curious, and drawn toward novelty. Thus, they are open to being inspired when inspiration comes a-knocking. Along those lines, they also tend to be high in positive emotion, which broadens their attention, probably helping them to recognize inspiration. Lucky for them, positive emotion also comes as a product of being inspired, so they just get to keep on being inspired. Number two, they have a stronger need for mastery in their work. As your grandma always said, while you practice the organ piece from The Goonies, luck favors the prepared, and so does inspiration. If you suddenly realize the key to cold fusion, it probably helps to know something about nuclear chemistry so that you can make your idea happen. It also makes sense statistically that the more you practice your craft, writing, composing, painting, cobbling, etc., the more likely something inspired will come out of it just because there are more chances. Number three, more inspired people are less competitive and more absorbed in their work. Inspiration moves your attention to a more transcendent place so that you're not so concerned with the little things and you're also less likely to compare yourself. You'll just be busy making your vision happen. Accordingly, high inspired folks are also more intrinsically motivated and less extrinsically motivated, meaning that they are fueled more by interest and enjoyment than by obligation, money, reputation, or competition. Number four, they make progress toward their goals faster, and they tend to set goals that inspire them. Accomplishing their inspiring goals inspires them to set more inspiring goals, and they tornado onward as such. Number five, they feel they are not responsible for their inspiration. Part of the psychological definition of inspiration includes that it is evocative. That is, it seems to be something that just happens to you rather than something you force. Even though the inspiration is not something highly inspired people take credit for, they feel more optimistic, competent, have higher self-esteem post-inspiration, and feel more self-determined after having been inspired. Number six, they are more engaged with their environment. In a study, students with high scores on inspiration had more majors, and those majors were usually in the humanities, art, religion, philosophy. These are domains associated with inspiration and concerned with transcendent values like beauty, goodness, and truth, according to authors of the study. It seems that just being in environments where inspiration is common might help. And number seven, they consider themselves more creative than average. One study found that patent holders experience more inspiration than a comparison sample. The more often they felt inspired, the more patents they held. In a different study, inspiration was found to lead to more creative scientific writing, poetry, and fiction whereas effort led to more technically perfect writing. This isn't to say that effort doesn't matter, see number two in this list. It also doesn't mean that inspiration will equal a fully baked souffle. It may take some revisions to get it right, but inspiration seems to be a necessary leavening agent for high-rising creative ideas. And it's good for you. One last anomaly about these extra inspired individuals is that they experience more purpose and gratitude as a result of their inspired experiences. Feeling inspired also increases positive emotion. In an experiment, participants who saw a video of Michael Jordan felt inspired, and they also had increased positive emotions. With more intense levels of inspiration came more intense levels of positive emotion. What if I don't feel inspired? While emulating these things may or may not inspire you more often, one thing you could do is expose yourself to more potentially inspiring situations. Spend more time around people who inspire you. Read or blog, watch TED Talks, and stay curious. This, combined with a good amount of mind wandering and a pinch of practicing, might crisp up nicely. Stella, most definitely a highly inspired individual, also has a few suggestions. A, keep an inspiration file. Use Pinterest, Evernote, or a good old-fashioned paper folder full of pictures, quotes, and links to stories that move you. Make it a priority to capture these goodies in the moment so they're ready for you when you're feeling uninspired. B, wonder, wonder, wonder. Wonder ignites curiosity, which ignites inspiration. Look around you right now and wonder about something you've never wondered about. For example, I wonder who lived here before and what their story is. I wonder where my water comes from and how the heck I get running water so easily. Really sink into authentically being curious. And C, surround yourself with inspiring people. Inspiration is contagious. If you're around friends or colleagues who are constantly growing and doing creative things that you admire, watch out. Their can-do-ness is likely to infect you. Try finding a meetup, joining an organization, or just connecting with that person you've been wanting to have coffee with, but haven't yet. You just listened to the post titled Seven Things Inspired People Do Differently by Genevieve Douglas with Woopaw.com. She pretty much summed up one of the main reasons this podcast exists. It's a way for you to get that inspiration daily. Surrounding yourself with this kind of content once a day will certainly have a positive impact on your life. I hope it has for you. I know it has for mine. And before we go, don't forget to try Gusto. Listeners get 3 months free when they run their first payroll. Try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/old. That's gusto.com/old for a free demo. I'll leave it there for today. Thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.